Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. 9 o'clock, fantasy football advice from our guy Dave Richard. I have questions for him.
Everybody does.
Late season, you start picking up guys and making a playoff push. I've actually won 7 in a row in my high stakes league.
Nice.
But I'm chasing the points title.
Yeah.
I think I'm 10 points behind the points lead.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all the transaction fees if you win that.
That's a
and the transaction fees are $5 a move. My team's made 25 moves.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. But your standard team's probably made 10 to 15 moves. So it's a lot of cash out there. I just have guys like, I have Samaje Perine and Orleans Darkwa. I have a lot of guys like, and Rex Burkhead.
Perine's going to have a big workload going forward.
Bunch of guys like
that. I love
it. So we'll talk to him at 9. Brandon Lang gives us winners coming up at 9:45. I wanted to bring up this story just because yesterday we talked very briefly about the bozos who don't believe in the lunar landing. And
right.
They believe they have definitive evidence that it's all a big hoax.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were talking about
that.
It'd
be amazing if it was true, by the way. They pulled the okey-doke.
Big old hoax.
Oh, yeah, and all these guys that we thought were heroes that were on the moon.
Yeah.
Right.
Neil Armstrong is finished.
And those people are basing it on a picture where you see in the reflection of the mask of the astronaut who's on the moon.
On a silly space
suit. It appears to be very small reflection of a guy who's like taking a photo.
Is he holding an iPhone?
And the person who's taking the photo doesn't have the astronaut suit or mask.
Right.
And that, according to the laws of science, that's not possible if you're on the moon. But there are some people who believe that the Earth is still flat.
Okay.
Well. After all these years, they still believe it's flat. And there's this donk who, believe it or not, he's building his own rocket out of scrap metal cakes.
Building his own Trevor Ariza.
Yes.
What is he doing with his life?
So he's a California man. And he intends to launch himself 1,800 feet high on Saturday in a rocket he built from scrap metal.
He's a loser. Let's be honest.
He's going to die.
Probably going to die. And
apparently he's been
loser.
Doing this sort of thing for years. And he actually, this isn't necessarily related to rockets and this event, but he holds the Guinness World Record for a limousine jump.
I don't even know what that is. Hold on, like jumping a motorcycle over a bunch of limousines? I don't know what.
Did he jump the limousine over a bunch of motorcycles?
Yeah, I assume he's jumping the limousine. If you say it's a limousine jump, I don't think you're jumping over limousines. I think you're using the limousine to jump.
So maybe
jump
he jumped over like some buses.
We need more research on that.
I'm going to Google limousine jump.
World's longest limo jump?
This is a 61-year-old guy. I guess his profession is a limousine driver, so that's why he did the limousine jump. But he's building the rocket out of scrap metal, assuming the rocket goes 500 miles an hour. I guess it would be a mile-long flight.
Somebody call our friends at Potomac Metals.
But Drab brought up...
scrap that stupid rocket.
Drab brought up a great point. Like, he's only going to go up...
What's the guy's
1,800
name?
Feet. Mike Hughes. Not our former
our
PD.
Boss? Michael Hughes is going to launch himself in a rocket 2,000 feet above the Earth?
Well, apparently Calvin Shirk has the record of 143 feet for a limousine jump. Not okay, your
so,
boy.
Okay, but he did this in 2002, so maybe he's been trumped.
Oh, he's definitely been trumped.
But point is, he's a bit of a daredevil. And he's building his own rocket.
That's the understatement of the century.
But the dumbest part of this story is, so he wants to build a rocket, so he believes when he gets up to 1,800 feet that he'll be able to prove that the Earth is flat.
How?
We have airplanes that go far higher. Like, why doesn't he just take a plane?
Well, can't you just fly a drone? Fly a kite. Put a camera on it.
I don't think a kite.
Well, you can't fly a plane and tell that the Earth is round. Everything still looks flat when you can still see the surface of the Earth.
Well, my point is a plane goes that high, it goes higher. thousands of feet
higher. Yeah, I don't understand what he's trying to prove.
Well, he's a dummy.
He's a big stupid.
Has he ever built a rocket before?
Yes.
He has. And he got in it?
And launched himself in it?
Says he built his first manned rocket in 2014 and managed to fly a quarter mile over Winkleman, Arizona.
He did?
Yeah. You can check out his YouTube video.
That's shocking.
It did say that the flight ended with Mike Hughes. Being dragged, moaning from the remains of the rocket.
Okay, that's an important detail.
Mike Hughes rocket.
The injuries put him in a walker for 2 weeks.
What a dummy.
I can build a DFS lineup with a bunch of rockets in it, but I couldn't even build a model rocket. That, by the way, when I used to work at Toys R Us, that was the ultimate nerd aisle. The model rocket / model car. So
I always
aisle.
Aspired to that.
Like, that was the aisle that you didn't even have to, like, spruce up at the end of the night because nobody went down that aisle. Nobody cared about putting a stupid model car together with
glue. He built his own rocket for sure. What a dummy, Cakes. Can you imagine? My mother never bought me the real rocket thing from the toys.
Yeah.
She got me the water rocket
knobs.
Launcher.
Yeah, are knobs.
That was the one that was like $10.
And then a few years after that, you had the one that you could step on. You could step it out
on air.
Really hard. The air rocket that would shoot up like 100 feet.
Exactly. I was like, Mom. Oh, here they are pulling him out of the rocket. Yeah, he looks pretty arty. Look.
By the way, his hypothesis for the flat Earth, as to what the flat Earth is supposed to look like, is they envision a flat disc ringed by sea ice on the outside.
I can't even.
Whose hypothesis is that?
I can't even comprehend this. I can't even comprehend it.
Yeah, I mean,
it would be.
Haven't we known for hundreds, if not thousands, of years that the Earth is round and not flat?
Well, there's a billion pictures of it.
Yeah. Well, why are people disputing this? Why are we still doing this in 2017?
It's got to be a misprint because there's no way that a guy can build his own rocket is so dumb to think that he can go 1,800 feet up in the air and see the edge of the Earth. Right?
He's just a big dummy. I mean, can't you fly drones at
1,800 feet in a plane, you can't even put your tray down yet. You have to wait until 10,000 feet to do that.
You ever see the guy that...
Maybe it's just an elaborate attention dollar scheme.
Of course it is.
Yeah, he does all
the
attention.
You fell for it.
I don't believe any of these guys who think that the Earth is flat.
In other words, you don't think he's even being honest. You don't even think he's being genuine.
Yeah, like I said, I don't believe...
No, I think he's stupid.
I don't believe Kyrie Irving believes the Earth is flat.
I don't know about Kyrie. But that guy that's building his own rocket, like, I think he's going the extra mile. At least he's putting it out there. At least he's going to, he's stupid enough to take it.
Going back to your theory years and years ago when you thought that you could see Cuba from Key West.
It is only like 90 miles away. It's pretty close.
But if the Earth was flat, maybe you could pull that off if there was a super high rise.
What did they say that you could see about 2 miles? That's about as far as you could see. That might even
be more than two.
I think you're standing on the edge of the ocean, like,
I think the number that jumped out to me was 9.
You can look about 8 miles out. That's about as far as the human eye can see.
Can't you tell right there?
I can't tell anything. I just believe.
It's vast nothingness. Just looking off into the distance. Contemplating life. Right?
Have you ever seen the guy that launches himself? He doesn't even get in a rocket. He just launches himself huge distances.
So, does he have a parachute attached?
No, he launches himself into a net.
Okay.
The guy was like on America's Greatest.
Into a D'Angelo Russell?
He launches himself into a net, and he does it at like minor league games or whatever. That's his bit. That's his life. He
Nobody knows D'Angelo Russell's on the
nets.
Are
you Rondae Hollis Jefferson?
Is there any more famous
naming obscure nets?
Derek Coleman back in the day. Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was a net.
Yes.
Nobody gets my humor.
No.
This says after the jump, he's going to announce his plans to run for governor of California.
Oh, please.
There it is.
It's an elaborate attention dollar scheme.
How about this? He won't be able to test the rocket before he climbs inside.
Look, I don't wish death upon most people. I hope he blows himself into a billion
pieces.
No,
you don't.
I kind of do.
No, you don't.
I kind of do. This is stupid.
It's a $20,000 rocket. That seems very
$20K? Cheap. I can go to Farish and get something for $50. That's way sillier than that.
It supposedly has a fancy coat of Rust-Oleum paint and research flat Earth inscribed on the inside.
Hey, by the way, we should throw out there that we have some good friends in here. Brian Harris, whose son plays lacrosse with my son at St. Andrews, won an auction. and he's here with his friend, Danny Werfel.
Danny, now, not the Danny
not
Werfel.
Not the Danny Werfel.
Like the other Danny Werfel.
But there's a guy named Danny Werfel.
Yeah. Spelled the same way?
No, it's spelled a little different, but they're hanging out, and it's very cool. Apparently, I promised lunch.
You forgot about it.
Forgot.
I walked out, and I was talking to them during one of the breaks, and they're like, yeah, we're here to sit in, and we're going to have lunch with the EP after the show, and I was like, does he know about that? Is he aware that he's having lunch
with you? Apparently, Drab knew, Valdez knew, Cakes knew, JP knew, my wife knew.
I didn't know that you had agreed to a lunch,
to be honest. I think I did. No, I knew I did, but I forgot.
I mean, I really didn't know. They said there are a couple guys coming in the auction. The part that I wonder about, anytime we have people that win auctions, most of the time they're strangers, right? And that's fine. Like, we haven't met them.
Right.
We agree to do something for charity, and it's a big nothing. We don't have to do anything else. So somebody approaches us, hey, we've got
a
charity.
It's literally a do nothing.
Could we give away something? We're like, sure, just to give this away. So we haven't met them. To me, the dangerous part of knowing people who come in is they realize that we don't do anything for a job.
They lose respect for you. They actually see you
the next time. They're like, I can't believe that's what he does for a living. I have to put on a suit and tie and actually do a real job.
I actually forgot they were even coming in. I would have showered. I don't normally shower. No, I might have because, you know, I don't want to see me at my worst. They have a video. The NBC Sports Washington put out a video of us talking about their schedule. And I can't retweet it because I look dead.
You got 4 hours of sleep.
Do you look different when you're walking around St. Andrews? I can't remember who it was, but about a year ago, somebody called in to Joan on you saying they saw you outside the weight room.
No, I look homeless.
Looking like a hobo.
Yeah, that's kind of how that's my bit.
Were you offended by Blue Shorts' tweet about you yesterday?
No, it was Tom Daly's tweet.
Okay. No, that was an old one. Blue Shorts took a picture of you out on the sidewalk yesterday and said homeless man needs help or something.
Shorts did another one?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it.
While you're walking to your car.
Is Shorts trolling me again?
Oh, he definitely was.
Yeah, I didn't even see
it. It was funny. He said something like, since it's the holidays, let's not forget about our homeless.
Is that why Daly put his picture out?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was in response to that? I never even saw it. Did he tag me in it or no?
No, he just...
No.
Well, tell that coward to tag me in it next time.
It's you in your nub sweatpants walking to your car, and it says, Area Homeless Man reminds us to give back this holiday season.
So that's at Chris Lingebach.
At Chris Lingebach, yeah.
Retweeted to
the artist formerly known as Blue Shorts.
It takes a lot of balls when you look like Chris to start jumping. It takes a lot of balls. But I like them.
CSN has it up right now.
They do?
All right, so not CSN. It's NBC Sports Washington.
With my terrible posture? Am I hunched over?
Oh, so hunched.
You know.
Does that look like me at the urinal? You walked in at me like 2 weeks ago?
I saw Cakes at the urinal. I thought literally, it was awful.
Aging
sucks, man.
I saw a picture that Amy put of you. Yeah. I guess it was something about Stranger Things. And you had a shiny
dog. Yeah.
But I know what your head looks like, but it was a weird picture. It was probably just the light.
Because there was light behind
me. It looked like there was a missing piece of his head.
Yep.
Maybe my brain. That might be the missing piece.
Maybe so. So you can go to @JunksRadio to see that or
NBC. But despite the fact that I'm missing a brain, I'm smart enough not to shoot myself in a homemade rocket 2,000 feet above the earth. I'm smart enough not to do
you're
that.
You're a genius compared to that
Thank
guy.
You, of
and
course.
You're smart enough to drop a Jeremy Lin.
Yes.
Also, or a net.
Is he still on the
net?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think he tore his Achilles in game one.
If you saw how much money he was making this year, your jaw would drop. I think he's making like $12 million this year. Jeremy Lin. NBA money's absurd.
All right, are we going to get in the entertainment page when we come back? And then 9 o'clock, it always amazes me. All of the fantasy freaks call in. We have Dave Richard from CBS Sports. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.